just these words. This is the desire of Simeon. Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now there is a growing sense of helplessness in the world, and maybe something of perplexity among many believers. We are doubtless in the end days, and there is a special witness to bear in these end days. Everything outside of the Lord Jesus Christ is disjointed, disrupted, and distempered. Believers live in the midst of a disintegrating society, and our witness must be one of harmony and order and love and of heaven's authority. We are to exhibit, amidst the chaos of earth, the life of the heavens. First of all, then, look at the man called Simeon. Simeon was an old man. He represented the Old Testament system, its final expression. That system was one of symbols and spectacular drama, which demonstrated spiritual truth in dramatic form. In old Simeon, we see that system ready to pass away. The reality of the symbols had come in Christ, and so the symbols were to pass away. Simeon also represented the end of the age. The age of man's rule over the earth. We are told that in their present form, the heavens and the earth are to pass away. And they are to do so, as Simeon was about to do, at the sight of the face of Christ, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. Revelation 20, verse 11. Simeon also represented believers who are ready to die. Simeon had no fear in doing so, but was girded with peace, says he, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That was enough. His eyes had beheld the Savior, and he had seen God's salvation in the face of Jesus Christ. So Simeon represents a very great deal. Now look in the second place at the significance of Simeon. Simeon now held Christ in his personal possession. He had him in his arms. He did not mind the passing of all external ritualism and ceremonialism. What are the shadows to the substance? What are the images to the reality? He had lived his life in a ceaseless round of religious performances. But now he was holding the living Son of God in arms of love and admiration. We read, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God. Verse 28. Simeon also now stood in God's eternal purpose. He was all holding Christ in the midst and before the face of all people. This was God's intention, to set forth his sent one at the center of all things, to be at the center of all things, the center of a believer's life, the center of his church, the center of human history, the center of the universe. In holding Christ in his arms, Simeon was saying in effect, I am with God in his eternal purpose. I am with God in his ongoing, in his irresistible onward march to finally sum up all things in his beloved Son. Simeon also touched human history and that in a very vital way. No one can touch that history for good unless they touch it with the Lord Christ, the Savior of men. When unregenerate man touches history, there is chaos and destruction and sorrow upon the sea of nations. The world is always so much worse for man's touch. Simeon touched it in a vital way by holding Christ forth, and his touch ended one era and began another. Then look, in the third place, at the ministry of Simeon. We who live in these present times are doubtless living when the end of all things is at hand. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. And Simeon's ministry is what our ministry ought to be in these end times. Simeon set forth a living Christ. It is a natural law that the less is blessed of the better. Hebrews 7 and verse 7. That verse tells us that that is without all contradiction. That is, there is no argument against it. The less is blessed of the better. Please notice that Simeon blessed not the child, but blessed Joseph and Mary. Now that he has the Lord Christ in his arms as a living reality, he is able to bless others. And so it was that we read, Simeon blessed them, Joseph and Mary. Simeon also testified to his being a servant of God. He speaks of himself as thy servant. He says in verse 29, he was standing in a new world of spiritual delight. Hitherto, he had been but a servant of a religious system. But now God had given him, so to speak, his son to be in his arms. Now Simeon could rapturously say, I am thy servant, as did the Apostle Paul in later times, who reveled in that designation, a servant of Jesus Christ, as Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Simeon could also declare the destiny of nations. Behold, this child, said he, is set for the falling and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Verse 34. Israel would stumble and fall over him, but would rise again, and rise to be the head and not the tail among the peoples of the world, and the administrators of our Lord's millennial kingdom that is to come, and that is sure to come. But he would be much spoken against in many nations, when at last the nations would set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, as Psalm 2. The destiny of all men in all nations would be determined by their response to this child, whom Simeon was now holding in his arms. This child is set for the falling and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Oh, what must be the height of happiness to which men are transported when they hold and cleave to Christ? What must be the depth of misery for from which nothing can save men, who despise Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of men. Such misery and such happiness are not the creatures of the imagination, as if the Son of God were a thing of naught. Oh, how we should rejoice and be glad in the unlimited and never-ending honors and enjoyments of having him as Simeon, as it were, in our arms of love, and exalting him as one of the triumphs of his grace. Listen to the words of Charles Wesley. Let earth and heaven combine, angels and men agree, to praise in songs divine the incarnate deity, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. Unsearchable the love that hath the Savior brought. The grace is far above mankind's or angel's thought. Suffice for us that God we know, our God is manifest below. Made perfect first in love, and sanctified by grace, we shall from earth remove and see his glorious face. Then shall his love be fully showed, and man shall then be lost in God. Amen and amen.